Topic 6.9 is to describe the role of microorganisms in the decomposition of organic matter and the recycling of carbon. For topic 5, you've already looked at the carbon cycle, so this fits in nice and easy with that. Microorganisms are responsible for breaking down plant and animal matter. Many of these decomposers are what we would refer to as chemoautotrophs. Okay, they're not using light, they're not using other energy sources. They are using the chemical energy to produce organic carbon substances. So they're depending on us and plants and other animals for supply of organic compounds. So in a given environment, our bacteria and fungi may be carrying out all sorts of different reactions. Respiration is going to be an oxidation reaction. There'll be reduction reactions, so that leads to it all being called redox. And they're all mediated by specific enzymes. We're probably looking at mostly catabolism at this point, the breaking down of complex biological molecules by the decomposers. Okay, the decomposers may be anaerobes or aerobes, so they may respire aerobically or anaerobically. They may be facultative anaerobes, which means they can respire anaerobically if they have to. They may be obligate anaerobes or obligate aerobes, which means they have to respire in a particular way. They may also carry out fermentation. Okay, so in this case, organic compounds are the electron acceptors. We may be looking at things like the production of carbon dioxide there, the production of alcohols. Decomposing food often yields alcohols as a form. If you've ever seen rotten fruit and seen butterflies responding to rotten fruit, you'll know they can get quite drunk. So three different forms of reaction: aerobic, anaerobic, respiration, and fermentation may occur depending on the properties of the soil. And the product of one particular microbial group may serve as the substrate for the next one. And in the end, you're just getting out, hopefully, methane, carbon dioxide, and water. And this feeds into the carbon cycle. All of those, methane, carbon dioxide, and water, in its vapor form, can be greenhouse gases. We tend to look at just carbon dioxide at AS and A2. We put everything into carbon dioxide equivalents. And you know, decomposition is a carbon source, basically. It's where carbon dioxide is produced, and it's where it's returned into the atmosphere. It's a very important part of the carbon cycle, and you should remember that, of course, everything is in balance until you start combusting fossil fuels, and then things start to go a little bit peak-tongue.